Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And they're back again. Just when you think, you know what? I don't know if I can take any more oil and gas talk. That's right. We got more oil and gas talk. In the last episode, we did oil and gas HSE. This episode, we're doing oil and gas this week. Their website is oilandgasthisweek.com. We're going to be listening to episode number 141. The previous show was episode 76. And we're going to be talking about Concho acquires RSP for $9 billion right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Their last show started off with a "in a world" kind of introduction. We'll see what we have here. All right.
You're listening to the Oil and Gas This Week podcast with Mark LaCour and Jake Corley. This is the show for busy oil pros who quickly want to keep their finger on the pulse of the industry.
Nice.
Welcome back to another episode of Oil and Gas This Week. You're listening to episode 141. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Jake, is that we went from super hot weather, super cold weather, to warm weather again. Just freaking Houston weather is crazy. The other thing is crazy is the number of new shows that as a network we're looking at launching this year. I don't want to get too deep into it. Jake and Colin have one that's coming out. We got a guy named Bart has one coming out. It looks like me and Patrick may have another one coming out. We got a tech one coming out. So stay tuned. We got a bunch of new shows in the work. And if you like this show and if you want to learn about our future shows and support everything, the easiest thing you can do is give us a review. It takes 3 minutes. We got a great one from iTunes, from Russia, actually. I'm going to butcher this name. Konstantina Vidima. A great podcast, extremely educating, useful, and very inspiring. Thank you. So yeah, thank you for the review. If you want to be just like Russia, and why would you not want to be like Russia and give us great reviews? take a couple minutes, give us a review, and this is what keeps the show humming along. And we're into our news stories. What's the first one, Jake?
Up first, Concho Resources acquires RSP Permian for $9 billion. This is one of the largest M&A activity that we've seen in a long time. So
good,
the combination
right
would create
the
biggest player in the Permian, the hottest U.S. oil region. Obviously, we've talked about the Permian, it seems like every single episode. The deal pencils out a whopping $72,000 per acre.
That's crazy.
That is astonishing.
It really is. But you know what's so cool about this is Concho has always been that company that can fund its CapEx programs with its own cash. That's a rare trait. Usually most companies, even large companies, have to borrow that money either externally or internally. Now, you would think that would make Concho a darling of Wall Street, but Wall Street really hasn't been real happy with them for the last couple of weeks, especially since they announced their purchase they're making. I think they're doing the right thing. And if they're funding this themselves and they're buying another player with prime assets in the Permian, which is hot right now, I think this is very smart. It's going to be interesting to see what the Chevron Mid-Continents and the other large majors that have acreage out of Permian, see what they're going to do. Is this the beginning of a M&A activity? It could very well be.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think M&A activity is about to pick up, especially over the next two quarters. I'm just so just blown away at the premium that you pay in the Permian compared to some of the other plays.
All right, so I liked this show. You explained what the show was about when it starts off. You have a quick intro. The only thing I say about reviews is you're asking people to tell us how great we are, and we haven't given you anything to listen to yet. Now, I understand that if you put them at the end, then maybe everyone won't hear it. So put it in the middle. But here's the other thing. Why aren't they making it to the end? Is your show too long? I don't know. But that, to me, the other thing, keep in mind, it's subscribers. Subscribers are what you want. Reviews and ratings are fine. They're social proof. But if you're looking to be found, subscribers, and make a page on your website that shows people step by step how to subscribe. And the only other thing I would say about this show is I forget their names, but the first person has really good, sounds like he's right in my head kind of audio. The second person, I'm going to turn up my compressor here and back away from the microphone. So I've really got this thing super compressed, and you'll probably hear a little more room noise here because I noticed when that guy breathes, it was really somewhat noticeable, and he just seems a little more boomy Like, he's a little more in the bathroom-ish. Now, with that said, I'm going to turn down my compressor. That's driving me crazy. With that said, I would say your audio is like a good 7.5, 8. It wasn't distracting at all. It's just I'm sitting here in a quiet room with headphones on going, hey, compared to that other guy, this guy sounds a little boomy. So I don't know that I would worry a whole lot about it, but see if make sure if he's using something like a Blue Yeti or a Blue Snowball, make sure he's right up on it. Make sure he's using it correctly. Don't use the omnidirectional kind of thing. And again, not a huge deal, but compared to the one person who had really great audio, the other guy sounds a little boomy. But I thought, like I said, I like the fact that you start off, here's what the show's about, get right to the content, and I have no idea what you're talking about because I'm not an oil person, but the fact that you were really getting into the story and giving your opinion and then giving insights into it. So it wasn't just the story. You're like, hey, did you know this, that they're not really well liked by these people? So I was like, okay, this sounds like it's something that if I was in your target market, I would like. So I think this is a little better show than the previous one you sent. If you'd like to have your podcast right here for everybody to hear, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. There are three ways you can work with me. You can click on the Fiverr button and you'll have your podcast right here getting my opinion. If you want a full, absolutely head to toe, top to bottom review, then click on the button for the podcast review show. That's a podcast I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson. Or if you go, Dave, I don't even have a podcast, click on the button for the School of Podcasting, and I will walk you through every single step to launch a podcast headache-free in the right direction. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next episode, always remember to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.